Ruin dits for breakfast for Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, head to the home of the big brand fragrances. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
He's a plumber.
Brody's Plumbing. You block it, we unblock it.
He has a funny accent.
My mum's from Holland and my dad's from the Netherlands. It's a beautiful accent, isn't it?
And he also happens to be Australia's meanest TV reviewer.
Australian television, it is manure.
Please welcome to Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Every week right here on Triple M.
Rudy Vanderstone, TV reviewer.
Ah, Roo, if you're like me, you've had Rudy withdrawals for several weeks.
Yep, yeah. Well, we did it.
I've missed him. Let's get him on. Rudy, good morning.
Well, I've had withdrawals from you guys too, because I love you, Ditch and Roo and everybody listening to Triple M in Adelaide. Happy New Year to you. Have you blokes made a resolution this year?
Well, Ditch has lost a lot of weight, Rudy. Yeah. Looks
have
like,
you?
Yes.
What's wrong? Are you ill? Or have you got off the piss finally?
Made a resolution to be really stressed.
No, how much have you dropped, Ditch?
Well, it's only early days. I started on January 1. I've dropped 7 kilo.
That is significant, 7 kilo.
I know.
Wow. How much were you putting away a day, you pathetic alcoholic?
Yeah, fair bit. Yeah.
I, of course, have made a New Year's resolution too.
Yeah, what is it?
I'm going to do, I'm going to go down to Aldi and I'm going to buy 12 very cheap TV sets, 12 Kogans or whatever horrible Chinese brand they got down there, and a sledgehammer, because you can probably get one of them at Aldi as well. And I'm going to put the TVs on the wall, and in order to cope with the manure that I have to watch, I'm going to smash a TV when I get sick to death of what I'm watching.
One
a month. Ooh. I'm going to just release all of my anger.
I'll have $100 on the nose that you'll do them all by February.
I reckon you're right.
What's in your sights at the moment, Rudy?
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. 2021. Yeah. Let's go through them, shall we? First of all, Sydney Triple M's Jess Eva. My question to her is, how deep is your reservoir of self-esteem so far on the show? She hasn't been recognised by Paulini, a woman famous for being fat-shamed by Dicko and having licence issues with the New South Wales Police.
Right. Mm.
By Jack Vidgen, a three-time reality TV loser who we've been made to watch across the span of his sad life. Mm. He's been, I mean, Jess has urinated in her own pants. She's fallen over, pilloried her own children for her own benefit, eaten cheeseburgers in a cave and done a belly dance that went off on social media. Mm. Have we reached the bottom of the birdcage?
Nearly.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through some of the other celebrities, in inverted commas, in this galaxy of stars. Robert DiPierdomenico.
Oh, don't have a go at Dipper.
A long-retired AFL footballer who is as relevant now to audiences as the mayor of Hiroshima.
Rudy.
Loves Dipper.
Since football, he seems to have fashioned a career out of having a moustache and being an imbecile. We've watched arguably the only TV talent on the show, Tony Perrin, hideously attacked by a python whilst being mocked by the hosts of the show. Let's remember and never forget that Julia Morris and Bondi Vet, if that is his real name, were responsible for bringing a Sunday night takeaway. That should be a challenge in the jungle this year. Having to watch two episodes of that excrement, I'd rather be bitten on the genitals by a taipan, the most venomous snake in the world.
That's nearly life for bringing that show to air, wasn't it?
Unbelievable. Now, Colin Fasnich, he's a man with an accent that makes him so incomprehensible, nobody knows what he's cooking or talking about. And his surname sounds like some kind of anal complaint. I've got a nasty Fasnich that I need lanced by the doctor. Then, of course, there's Grant Denyer, everybody's favourite host of everything that's ever been on TV, and Sunrise host. Of course, Grant's been revealing a lot of himself on the show. He said that he had a problem with alcohol. He was probably an alcoholic.
Mm.
He said that he had an addiction to painkillers after his neck operation. Mm. But he was very clear about he was never an ice addict. And I have no reason to doubt him at all. Why would I? Mm. He said there was a nasty rumour, scurrilous rumour, started by some kind of gossip columnist that he was an ice addict. And, of course, I believe everything Grant says, including that Pamela Anderson wanted to go out on a date with him.
Yeah. He knocked her back.
What I'm going to do is imitate Pinocchio with a whistle sound. Pamela, maybe a woman called Pamela Anderson wanted to date you, but it was probably Pamela Anderson that lives in a caravan park somewhere in Hallett's Cove. What a collection of Micmacs and reptiles we've got this year. Please, Abby Chatfield, talk about how proud you are of your body and talk about your sex life one more time. Sheesh. Jess did a challenge in the jungle where she was called the human teabag. I wish somebody would use me as a human teabag and pour boiling water over my head so I didn't have to experience anything verbally or visually again.
Oh,
goodbye,
no,
I hate it.
How many stars?
None there.
No stars. It's a black hole. If your mind goes in there, it'll be shredded.
Oh, Rudy, welcome back.
Honourable mention to Travis Varco. Woo! Does anyone know who you are, Travis?
I tell you what, he's scared of rodents too, Trav, isn't he?
Yeah. He was also scared of the ball when he played for Geelong.
The hard ball.
He used to have a look around, didn't he? Maybe he thought there was a rat inside the pigskin.
Oh, good on you, Rudy.
Well done, Rudy.
Welcome back.
Auf Wiedersehen.
See you next week.
Ruined tits aren't worried. Christmas is just around the corner. Why? Because they don't buy people presents. They're tight asses. Because Chemist Warehouse has you covered. Get them a gift they'll love at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.